Now, I'm going to say I think this lady played the near-perfect game on Survivor. Brains and brawn and talent and wit. She's got it all going for her, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Wei.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh, what an introduction. That was very, very lovely. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Oh, look, I've been watching this show, and I've just been watching you play so smartly, and you're such a nice person. It's like, all right, your heart's on your sleeve, and you're very genuine. You're not messing with anybody. There's a bit of gamesmanship going on there, of course, as is the nature of the game. But we did see Flick, who was meant to get the flick, pull out a hidden immunity idol last night, saving herself and putting you on the scrap heap. How are you going?
I'm really grateful for the experience. I think I played my game. Exactly as you enumerated. I think, yeah, I'm good on Flick. You know, she kept that idol pretty hidden and everything. And we were very surprised. And, you know, if you're going to go out and you're the backup vote, those are the things that happen and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm grateful that that happened. And, you know, Flick gets to continue her game and that's the nature of it. So good on her.
Would you do it again? Do you go on the show and relive it, or do you reckon like it's kind of a been there, done that kind of a thing?
Look, I never say no to anything. I think that's how I ended up here in the first place. So yeah, look, I'm grateful. I'm still savoring the whole experience right now. So I don't solve for problems I don't have right now. So yeah, but who knows?
Okay.
It's something that, it was special. It was a very special experience. So yeah.
Wait, can I ask, one of the things that always strikes me about Survivor, because we've been following it for years and years, and it's one of my faves, it always strikes me that the most unusual person and sometimes personalities manage to carry such sway. Now, George, for example, I don't get how he has so much power and has had for so long.
Oh, George, you gotta love George. George and I have a very special relationship from day one, obviously, with him saving me from that advantage. Look, George is an amazing player. He knows this game, and that's the thing. Like, we've watched it and think, like, I've watched it and gone, okay, yeah, I know how this game works. George has analyzed it, not only from, like, a strategic, how do the players work, but also how to maximize, you know, like, what kind of confessional am I going to give? He's a big character, and I think he's played the game well, but also really, you know, played the elements of the game incredibly well in a way I've never seen before. It's not just about moving the contestants, but it's about making sure that, yeah, he's seen that he says the right thing so that he's given those credits and stuff. He's done an amazing, amazing job, and his mind is absolutely incredible in that way.
It's chess-like, isn't it? Yeah, it's chess-like. You can see he's got that second and third moves kind of thought out before he even moves. So, yeah, well, wait, it's all irrelevant now. We're sorry to see you go, but all the very best. What's next for you?
Oh, thanks so much. No, I'm enjoying, you know, I'm in Sydney right now, so unfortunately a bit locked down. But yeah, I'm hoping that will inspire me to write some books and just enjoy life again and reappreciate the luxury that I missed out on.
Of course, yeah, that's such a good point. Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us, lovely, and all the best.
Thank you so much, both. Appreciate it. Have a lovely day, guys. Appreciate it.